What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another Point Forward podcast. So today, of course, you got me, one half of the host of the Point Forward podcast, and then you got,
and of course, it's me, Casey, the other half of the Point Forward podcast. Good to be here again.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. And so we got a really special guest here today. It's from a great basketball page on Instagram, Hoops Direct. We're just going to be calling him Hoops. So you want to say hi to the people real quick, Hoops?
Hey, guys. How's it going? What's up?
So, yeah, we're really excited to have him on. We really appreciate that you came on today, bro.
No problem. Anytime, bro.
So, all right. We're going to be going through a couple of things. One of the first things we're going to be talking about is Andre Ingram. I'm going to go to our guest first to talk about that. It's only right. So what were your thoughts on that, Hoops? Andre Ingram getting signed to a 10-day contract with the Lakers once again. So what's your thoughts?
I mean, at first, when I saw the news, I was really happy because I remember last season when he got his first 10-day contract, he came out and just played so well. You know, he lit it up from downtown. And, you know, he just ignited the crowd. It was so fun to watch. Also, you know, coming up from the G League, I mean, it was really made you feel happy seeing him happy, you know, because he's been working so hard at the G League to get an opportunity to play for the Lakers, a franchise with such high reputation, you know. So it was really cool to see.
It was awesome to see. It was such a feel-good story, and it's so awesome to see it happening again, and this time LeBron's going to be around for it, so that's awesome. What's your thoughts, Case?
I think it's great, man. There is the little bit, like, I mean, obviously they're not looking at a playoff run right now, so, you know, it's a little different there. But like you said, getting a chance to play with Bron and, you know, hopefully things turn around for them next year. I think it's a good pickup for them. Brandon Ingram, funny they got the same last name, but Brandon Ingram obviously just going down, so he'll hopefully get some time to play and stuff. I agree pretty much the same thing. It's cool to see him be able to play again, and yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it sucks for Brandon Ingram, though. I heard he got something up with his blood clot or something is going on.
Yeah, that's scary, man. I've heard about that potentially. Say if it, I think right now, like, it's only the first time, and I heard if it happens again, like, that could, he could potentially have to retire.
Yeah, it's so, like the same thing with Chris Bosh, if you guys remember, where it was just gone so bad with his blood clots. Every time he would play, it would start happening, so he had to stop playing and retire. So, you know, Brandon Ingram is really young, so you would never want something happening like that to end his career so early.
Right. I think right now he's only like 21 too, man, so that'd be really sad.
Exactly.
Yeah, man, I mean, it disappoints me too. Like, he was just starting to get heated up this year too, and he was like really looking better. You know, he definitely had a few struggles earlier on in the season. There was some questioning how good he really was and stuff like that, but man, he really was putting it together here the last few games, having a couple of strong outings. And, like, it's really sad for me to see, you know, this happen to him now, and unfortunately his season come to a really short end.
Yeah, hopefully he gets better and gets back on the court as soon as possible.
For sure.
That's a scary situation once again. Hopefully everything ends up okay, and you know, Lonzo's out too. He's been gone for a little bit right now.
Also, Kuz is out as well.
Oh, is he for the rest of the season?
Well, not for the rest of the season, but he's been out for a couple of games.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he's out too.
That's been the Lakers' season, man. Injuries.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rondo, LeBron, Kuz, Ingram. I mean, it's been rough. That's why they're gonna miss the playoffs.
Right.
In my opinion.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I,
It's just been a lot going on. I mean, it's one thing. They already have to play with LeBron, and that already comes with a lot. But also with just all the injuries, it just makes it that much harder.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, for me, I'm a LeBron fan, you know? But I'm not a huge LeBron fan. I just like watching him play. I want him to do well, you know?
Right. So
when he went to the Lakers, I thought, of course, they're going to make the playoffs. You know, LeBron James, he's the best player in the world. There's no way they're not going to make the playoffs. But since the injuries happened, you know, he came back, but he said he was going to activate, what, playoff mode?
Yeah.
And even after doing so, nothing really changed. They kept losing back-to-back games. It just really bad for the Lakers to see.
Yeah, playoff mode deactivated. That's what I said. No offense to Bron. I don't have anything against it. You know what I mean? Like, people on this podcast know I've never been a huge Bron fan, but I definitely respect his game. He's a great player. We were talking about the same thing. We were actually talking about it before we got on. Me and Lee both had predicted that the Lakers would make it earlier on in the season. We had basically said, hey, you know, Bron, as long as Bron's on the team, really, we felt like he could turn almost any team in the league into a playoff-capable team.
Right.
Let alone the Lakers
seem
like a really good team already.
Before he was injured, they were the fifth seed in the West. I mean, they were on pace to definitely making the playoffs. But, you know, he missed like 20-plus games. That was really, unfortunate for the Lakers. That's why right now they're at a bad spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough because he was, I mean, obviously he's the best player on the court for them. And anytime you lose your best player, it's going to be rough. It's, let alone you just signed the best player in the world right now. You know, it's just, whether you like him or not, I honestly think most everyone should agree that he is the best player in the world still right now.
I mean, you see what Giannis is doing, right?
Yeah.
He's been dominating, bro. So,
man,
he's to take over.
I was just going to say, I feel like Giannis is basically saying, yo, I'm next.
No, that's fact. I mean, I thought Kevin Durant would be the next. I mean, he's there. He's like top three. But Giannis is really putting up that work, you know. He's dominating, man.
I don't know, though. I don't think that Giannis, and Casey knows how I feel about Giannis. I don't want to take anything away from him because he is so, like, he's so gifted. He's like, he's a monster in there. He really is. That really, my opinion, that has a lot to do with his length. But at the end of the day, I think that Kevin Durant is deservingly so top two rather than top three. I think even right now you could make the point that he's doing way better than Bron. I think that there is a real debate there as to who's the best player in the league right now between Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Now, this is coming from somebody that's an Oklahoma City fan, which I don't have any real hard feelings towards KD, though. So,
I mean, in my opinion, LeBron is the best player in the world when he wants to be. You know, like,
if he wants, he can dominate. I really agree with that. I just want to point that out real quick.
Like, most times, it looks like he's not even trying, and he still gets, like, 28-7-7, you know?
Man, for real, like, now that you say that, I want to point out, like, I feel like sometimes LeBron is his own worst enemy. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes the guy that's holding LeBron back is him. You know what I mean? Like, nothing against him, but just, like, it seems like sometimes it's almost like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I feel like a lot of times he does it to himself.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I watch LeBron play, when he's aggressive, attacking the basket, that's when I see his team winning. when he's passive and passing the ball all the time, I don't think, you know, that's how it goes for LeBron. When he's active on the board, on attacking the rim, I mean, he, like, when he wants to score the ball, that's when I, when they get wins, in my opinion.
Yeah, man, like, I'd like to see him do that more often. Like, hey, just take over the game. You look at some of the guys like Kobe Bryant and Jordan, that's what they did, man. I mean, they took over games. They said, hey, here, we're going to make this team win, and it's going to be, you know what I mean? They just weren't ever passive sometimes, like how, like you said, sometimes he's just a little, it seems like he'd rather pass than be the guy to take it or something like that, which, yeah, granted, he's way more of a passing-focused player than those guys are, so I get that, but at the same time, it's like, man, you gotta be able to take it over more often.
Yeah, but people are forgetting what happened last season. I mean, that's what he did. He played like MJ or Kobe the whole playoffs last season. I mean, he was scoring.
Exactly.
Like, if you look at his team last year, I mean, it was so bad. I mean, he had no other person to, when he's off the court, no other person to take over. You know, before he had Kyrie. But Kevin Love, you know, he hasn't really been the same since his Timberwolves days. But, you know, LeBron was dominating the playoffs last year because he was so aggressive.
Yeah. Except
Warriors, I mean, they're such a good team. There's no way LeBron's beating them. But
the Warriors totally demolished the Cavs, which I called that. I said that the Cavs were going to get swept, and I won about $5 from that. So I'm pretty happy. But I was going to say, I think people not seeing LeBron always take control offensively, I think since they're not used to that, they take that as LeBron not being capable of that, which he totally is, which I think is why you guys are both right and you guys have a strong argument for it, to whereas he can, he just chooses not to.
Yep.
You know, whoever out there is trying to use that and say that LeBron's not capable of it, that's not the case at all. I think it'd be incorrect to say that he doesn't have the reputation, but it's just he doesn't choose to use it.
I agree.
So we're talking about LeBron right now. We went over him and a couple of other things in between. And that's a great segue into us just talking about the Lakers in the whole, which we've already kind of been doing. But that they're not going to be making the playoffs, and we also already kind of went over that. I don't know, man. I just that sucks for them. I'm going to miss seeing LeBron in the playoffs for sure, especially after last year.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what will happen when he retires, you know? You're so used to seeing him in the playoffs play the whole season. You know, it's not like he gets injured so often. You know? It's not like you see him miss so many games.
Right.
So it's going to be really weird not seeing him play in the playoffs.
It is.
Okay, people are going to call me dumb for saying this, I guarantee. Or not saying this, but asking this. What do you guys think this is what would you guys say about this for him legacy-wise? Does this hurt him at all? I mean,
no.
I mean, you look at it, the dude's had a phenomenal career, so I'm definitely not saying that it takes away from his career, but is this something that's going to come back on him at all in his legacy?
No, I don't think this will hurt his legacy because I don't think this was the year they looked to, you know, contend for a championship, you know? Because I think this was the year to attract more players to go to Los Angeles. Like, I think they're just waiting for the summer to get a big superstar, just like LeBron, join LeBron and take over next season, you know?
True. And I would 100% agree with that. The only one thing I would say, though, is do you feel like a lot of people are going to say, well, why did he not why was he unable to at least bring the team to the playoffs? Like, they might agree with you and be like, yeah, you're right, he probably was just looking for that, you know, to attract another player to the team, but it's like, do you think there's going to be a lot of people saying, hey, why couldn't he just at least make him go to the playoffs if he is the best player in the world? Do you think people will say that?
Like, this is what I'm saying. People are blaming LeBron when it's not his fault. First of all, you have to look at what happened this season for the whole Lakers team. They had so many injuries. They had Lonzo, Rondo, LeBron, who missed like 20-plus games. Ingram, Cruz, like 5 people out. And how do you expect them to win when you have 5 major key players out for a majority of the time, you know? So, I mean, people are blaming LeBron, and it's not his fault, you know. But he's the best player in the world. But once you get injured and be out for so many games, it's hard to will a team to the playoffs, you know, at his age.
I agree. I think he's had too long of a career for it to affect him that much. But yeah, Lee, let me hear your thoughts too.
I was, you know, I personally, I don't think it should affect his legacy, but I think how the media has been taking it, of course, that's going to affect a lot of fans. I think that it will. I think in the long running, and everyone compares him and Michael, I think it will hurt his legacy as far as the as he goes in the media's eyes. And once again, that's gonna also grow into what the fans perceive. I couldn't talk right there for a second. You know, to me, it doesn't change anything. I'm looking at it like kind of what Hoop said. They're just preparing for next season. And I think next season will be way better. If LeBron totally, like, collapses next year too, and he's getting worse, then I think we're seeing clear signs of, okay, it's getting about time to say goodbye.
Yeah, father time catching up for LeBron, possibly.
You said what? Say that again?
Father time is catching up for LeBron, possibly.
Right.
I would say, if anything, his durability, or his stamina, like his ability that he used to have, to where it seemed like he could just play the whole game, no problem. I feel like that type of thing is the main thing that's seeming to affect him a little bit more now.
Like now when I watch him play, it looks like he's getting tired very quickly. You know, if you watch him play, he's always huffing and puffing now, more than he used to before.
Yes.
You know, so you could see there's some flaws. I wouldn't say flaws, but there's something going on with LeBron and his stamina and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's involved in a lot more things nowadays, too. He's got a lot on his plate. The overall opinion is that he is the best in the world, and the best in the world is very busy. So maybe that's just another factor into it, is that he's just got so much on his plate, and then also basketball. You said
Space
what?
Jam 2. Also, he's making a movie, Space Jam 2. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a lot of things.
So I think
this season was a business move for LeBron.
I agree.
You know, coming to Los Angeles, coming to LA, California, Hollywood, you know, all of that. You know, this was, I think, business move for LeBron this season. And then next year, I guess, he's going to try to compete for a championship again. This was more of a relaxing season, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not sure if that's what the plan was. I think they wanted to make the playoffs, but at the end of the day, once again, it doesn't really matter. But as far as this season goes, I think if they miss again next year, there's something going on.
Yeah, but think about it. Let's say they get the 8th seed. You play against Golden State. There's no way they're winning against Golden State.
Right. You
know, it's just not happening. Ingram's out. Lonzo's out. Kuz, you don't know. It's just LeBron and Rondo. So there's no way. If they made the playoffs, 8th seed, they wouldn't win against Golden State.
Right. Yeah, it's just we're gonna see what happens with the Lakers, and once again, of course, they're not gonna be making the playoffs, and we're all gonna. Well, but I think for most of us here, doing this podcast right now, we're gonna miss seeing Bron in the playoffs. I loved seeing him in the playoffs last year. I really wish he would have stayed with the Cavs. I was hoping he wasn't gonna leave for LA, but we all know how that turned out. Alrighty, so I guess we can start talking about the playoffs in a whole right now. I got to look at the standings real quick. Of course, I wouldn't know right at the top of my head because I'm not a professional and I'm very while I do that, you guys can go over it, I guess, or you know, if you guys already know, but I'm going to pull these standings up real quick.
Or what?
Yeah, I got it up too. So I say we start in the Eastern Conference real quick.
Yeah.
Man, the Eastern Conference to me is the most interesting one.
Yeah, you got Bucks at the top, Raptors second, Sixers, Pacers, Celtics, Nets. And your Heat are 8th seed right now. So you
remember? Yeah, man. It's got me scared. I know for a fact that we aren't going to be doing anything in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
I know we're going to be losing right away. Nobody has to tell me that.
I just want Miami to make it to the playoffs for D-Wade, you know.
Exactly. That's the exact reason. Because I'm like, man, I get it. I know that we're probably not going to win anything in the playoffs. In fact, there's a good chance the way this team goes sometimes that we might not even win one game in the playoffs. But I mean, man, I can't imagine. I don't want to see them not make it. You know what I mean? With D-Wade's last year. Like, I'd like to just at least they make it.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are saying the Celtics are going to make the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you agree?
Man, honestly, it depends on which team shows up. When they're at their best, and I mean, they did the same thing last year in the playoffs. They were at a different level than even they were at the. I'm sorry. Than even the way they were in the regular season, like they were so good in the playoffs. And Kyrie, to me, is one of the most clutch players in the NBA. So I could see them definitely making it if they are playing at their best. But at the same time, man, a couple of their games they've had this year make you wonder whether they're really that good. And especially this year, Bucks, Raptors, Sixers, those three teams are extremely good. Yeah, so it's if Pacers still had Oladipo, man, they would also be.
That's what I'm impressed about the Pacers. Even with Oladipo out, they're holding on to top seed and beat. So,
yeah, man, they held on to that third spot for a long time. In fact, they're still tied with the 76ers actually for third, which is insane.
For me, I got Bucks and Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Bucks and Raptors.
Because, you know, Giannis is unstoppable. And then you got the Raptors have really good bench. Really good bench. And then you have Kawhi, defensive threat. I mean, the whole team is back.
Yeah. Yep. Both those teams are crazy right now. The Bucks bench, the Raptors bench. Both those teams are insane right now. And I would love to see both those teams in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that'd be so exciting. I would love to.
The only reason I'm not choosing the Sixers is because their defense isn't as good as the other teams.
Right.
Like, offensively, they're really good, but their defense isn't as good.
Right. It also always seems like the Sixers can't do it against big teams. Like, they're like a middle of the pack team. They're not in the middle of the pack. They're third seed right now, but that's my opinion. That's how I perceive them, as them being like, you have, I don't know. I expect big things from from them, especially with getting Tobias Harris. But I don't know, man. I just don't think they could do it against. I don't think they could do it when it matters.
But like, you never know. You know, they might surprise us.
They might.
You never know.
They might. They totally could. They got the players to do it, but it's
also,
just.
Also, the Raptors have a history of choking.
Yeah. Yep.
That was with Jamal.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about that on here before, too.
Yeah, we sure have. We sure have.
So, like, you never know. Sixers could sneak in.
Well, you know, if the Sixers and Raptors get into the Eastern Conference Finals, they could both just end up choking, and somehow both of them don't end up in the finals somehow.
Yeah, you know,
man, honestly, I think it's going to be Raptors and Celtics. And the biggest thing is why I still think Celtics, even though they've struggled a little bit this year, is I think they'll be different in the playoffs. I think the team is going to get way more focused. I think they'll be very similar to what they did last year and just really lock in and get good. Kyrie's been there plenty of times. He knows what he's doing. And then the reason for the Raptors just is the same thing, man. Kawhi has been on a championship team. He's won a finals MVP before. He's another player that I know can lock in the playoffs and make them get there. And that Raptors team just all around is a very good team. They have great role players that play their role really well. Yep, great shooters off the bench too, which is a huge help in today's NBA. And then also, man, the pickup of Marcus Gasol was huge.
Yo,
You could, of course, point out that, oh, well, the Bucks picked up Mirotić too, which was another big pickup. But, man, Marcus Gasol is a big pickup, though. And I don't know. I just got Raptors with the edge over the Bucks, just for those reasons there. The Bucks, really the only guy I 100% trust going into the playoffs for the Bucks is Giannis. And I think that's some more of the reason why I'm not sure about them as much as the Raptors and the Celtics.
Like, I don't know if the Marcus Gasol pick was such a huge pickup. I mean, you're giving up Valanciunas, who is younger, right, who is more active. You're just giving up more athleticism for more of a skilled big man.
Yeah, I agree with that to a point. I think in the long run, yes, definitely a better move for the Grizzlies. I think in the sense that I believe why the Raptors made that move is because they think they can make the championship this year.
I said they're in win now mode.
Exactly. I feel like they think they're good enough, and that's why they're willing to give up a possible piece for their future in order to get a guy that they think was going to increase their chances of getting to the finals this year. And, I mean, like I've said on this podcast many times before, nothing's guaranteed. I mean, the Warriors suffer one injury, and you're talking a totally different finals. You know what I mean? So if they do that and somebody gets injured for the Warriors, or for some reason they're not playing at their best in the finals, and that, you know, who knows, you're definitely increasing your chances of maybe getting a chance to win the further and deeper you can put yourself into the playoffs. So,
yeah, I mean, if the Warriors aren't making their shot, just like last night, they lost to the Suns because they weren't making their shot.
Right. You
know, any team can win against them if they don't make their shot.
Exactly.
Which is very unlikely, but you never know.
Yeah, it's still worth. I mean, if they think they can go all the way this year, then heck, by all means, do it. Do whatever you can to get there.
Right. I definitely want to see the Raptors get to the finals, though. That's my thing right now. I don't think I've said that yet, and I've never really been hot on the Raptors. But if there's one team that I want to see get beat by the Warriors in the finals from the East, I think it's the Raptors. And not because I want to see the Raptors lose, it's because I would like to see them in the finals. I don't know if anyone caught that. I just said, did you guys get the rest of it?
That you said you want the Raptors to lose?
That I said I said that I want, if there's any team that I want to see go to the finals and lose, it'd be the Raptors. And not because it's the Raptors, but I honestly believe that whoever goes against the Warriors, I think the Warriors are going to go to the finals, by the way.
Definitely.
But which is probably bad. That shows how much faith I have in my Thunder. But, you know.
We'll talk about that for the weapon later.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to see the top schools, but I think that's just the general thing. So, whoever's going against the Warriors in the finals, they're probably going to lose, especially if it's a.
Well,
yeah.
If they play the Bucks, I disagree. Because I think there's no way they can't stop Giannis. No one in the Warriors can stop Giannis.
No. Yeah. Defensive wise, heck no. Nobody's stopping Giannis.
If the Bucks make it to the finals, that's going to be a good series. Really good series, actually. Because they can really. You know, get the championship over Warriors if they hit their shots from the outside, the shooters, and then Giannis just does it.
Man, call me crazy, man, but honestly, I think the team that might have a chance at beating them would be the Raptors, and the reason why is what you had just said about them having the shooters off the bench and stuff, man. That's honestly what you need to beat the Warriors is you need some guys that can go toe-to-toe with them shooting. And, man, if there was a team that seems like they have that, I got to say, the Raptors are going to be helped immensely by having that kind of shooting on their
I mean, so does the Bucks. I mean, you got Brook Lopez looking like Klay Thompson. From the-
You're right. You're right. He is a great shooter too. And then of course they added Mirotić too. So yeah. Valid point.
Yeah, I'll take the Bucks over Warriors. Maybe.
I don't know, man. When you think about it, I think the Raptors have the defensive edge over the Bucks. So that's where my disagreement would be at. I think that the Bucks would do horrendous against the Warriors. When it comes to the finals, man, I don't see it. I don't see it.
They could
try to get them defensively. There's a lot that could do that.
You don't believe in Giannis, though. That's why.
I don't believe in that team. I don't believe in Eric Bledsoe. I'm not. You know, I don't hate them. I don't think they're bad, but
I know you don't hate them. I'm just saying, you've always been a Giannis doubter.
Yeah, you could say that. That's valid.
Like, in my opinion, the only way any team, can win against the Warriors is to have a really good scoring, like, team overall. If you can score the ball, you can go toe-to-toe with the Warriors. Because
I disagree.
No, definitely. Because the Warriors can score flat out, you know? If you go against them and you know, do the same thing, then you have a really good chance of winning. Even with bad defense, if you can score damn ball, if you miss a couple shots and the Warriors just start scoring, you're going to fall behind. But if you can keep scoring, you could stay the whole game.
I got to say, I agree with you. Here's why, because, man, even when you got, like, your players that – your defensive teams, when the Warriors are on 100%, you're not going to be able to defend them. It doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do defensively. They pass the ball. Their ball handling and their passing is so good, you can't stop that. So, I mean, man, for real, I think you're right on is that, and that's why I like Toronto against them and stuff. I think you're right on is that they need a team that can shoot with them and score with them, that can put up big points every night, because that's what you're going to need to do. You're going to have to be able to stay caught up. You can't fall behind.
Exactly. Man. Yeah. For the ball.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of teams that could go toe to toe with the Warriors.
offensively, overall, I think it's just a chemistry thing when it comes to the Warriors, and that's what really gives them the edge most of the time. But, you know, I disagree with the notion of just trying to run the same offense as them or trying to just put in bucket after bucket. I think you need that balance, and no one really had. Well, if there was anyone to have that balance of being able to be good defensive people and or have good defensive players, or even have one of the best defensive players in Kawhi, I think the Raptors, if they go to the finals once again, I think they'll lose. I think any Eastern Conference team will lose. Mm-hmm. But I don't agree. But
overall for sure, I think they would lose. If I'm making my bets, if my life's on the line for my bets, I'm obviously betting Warriors. But when it comes to teams that I would have a tiny bit of faith that they might have a chance, that's why I'm saying like Raptors and stuff. Because yeah, overall they're losing. I'm sorry, that's just what's gonna happen. It's the Warriors are still that same team, and nobody's really gotten a solid team to compete with them quite yet. I think that day is coming soon though, especially if the Warriors lose one or two of their big guys here soon.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we've went on about the Eastern Conference. By the way, you guys agreed with each other like twice in that discussion, and I had to disagree with you guys like both times. So I just feel like I want to quit now. You know, Hoops, you've ruined it. I feel so attacked.
Yeah, that was the purpose. Right.
I mean, it's facts.
Yep.
Okay, so once again, we went over the Eastern Conference. Sorry to tell you guys, but we're kind of running out of time. We can quickly go over the Western Conference, which we slightly dipped. I think we all kind of believe that the Warriors are going to make it. There are some pretty, I mean, it's basically the same thing. You know, you got the Thunder, you got Rockets. The Rockets are doing really good. As long as Chris Paul stays healthy, I think they'll be fine. Your guys' thoughts?
Well, for me, really good series, like fun series, would be either Warriors Rockets or Warriors Thunder. I think Warriors Thunder would be really fun to watch because you got Westbrook against KD, and then Paul George just lighting it up, and then you got Klay Thompson, Curry. I mean, it's going to be, if that happens, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and then I gotta watch my Thunder lose, so I don't my hoops.
I mean,
I don't know about for sure though. The Thunder are different this year. The biggest thing I have to see from the Thunder before I give them any of my picks in the playoffs is I have to see Paul George play better in the playoffs, man. I have to see him play better.
Hopefully, hopefully.
I mean, he's an MVP candidate this year, so.
Exactly, and I truly think he will. I think he'll get it figured out this year. But man, I got to see that first, and then I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for sure.
I think the Thunder could beat the Warriors.
I think so too. If they're playing at their best,
if Russell Westbrook can be consistent shooting the ball, and
whoa, no, I'm just playing.
And
I was gonna say, don't even. I was gonna say, don't even act like Westbrook's never inconsistent. I'm sorry.
I know, but I never said
that Westbrook.
No, I was talking to him, our friendly Westbrook fan here.
Like this season, Westbrook's been really off shooting the ball. So if he, you know, if he's consistent this playoff, especially against the Warriors with Paul George, I mean, I think they could take down the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, man, I agree.
You know, I'm an OKC fan and I'm a Westbrook fan, so that's hopeful thinking for me, and it would be exciting to see that. Then I would just look like the biggest doubter in the world. I'm doubting my own team right now, so hopefully maybe it's just reverse psychology, and I'm just doing that just because. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
there
see.
You go.
We'll see what happens.
Now you're thinking. Yeah. My overall guess is I think it'll be Rockets Warriors again. I think, man, it, like you said, if CP3 can stay healthy, man, they might even be a pick. They might even be a chance to win against the Warriors, because last year they had them there. They almost got it done, and then that injury happened. You know.
Yeah, but the thing, they're not as good defensively as last year. That's the only concern for me.
Yeah.
For the Rockets.
That's a valid point as well.
Because they lost Ariza, who would guard KD. And, you know, somebody needs to guard KD.
But then but again, like you said, though.
Harden.
Like you said, the big thing in beating the Warriors, and I agree with it, and I agreed with it, was you got to be able to step up offensively and at least, you know, kind of stay toe-to-toe with them as best as possible. And I think the Rockets are still the best team for that.
So is OKC, if both Westbrook and Paul George shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Harden can get 60 by himself, you know. So
right, and Harden's another one, just like Paul George, where I got to see him be able to do it in the playoffs, too.
True, true.
And I think he will be able to more this year if he can slow it down here at the end of the year and realize, hey, okay, we're in the playoffs already. I don't need to kill myself for 60 points every night, you know.
Thing is, when I watch Harden play, I don't think he uses so much energy offensively. He scores so easily because it's rhythm, you know. As a basketball player, I know how it works. Like, some moves, like Harden's step back, he has two types of step back. There's one where he low-key travels, and then there's one he doesn't, you know. And I try to implement the one he doesn't travel into my game, which actually worked, you know. So doing that, I don't use so much energy when playing, you know, doing my offense. So when Harden does it, I don't think he uses so much energy scoring like 30, 40, 50 a game. So,
right.
You know, so.
I definitely see that. But he's definitely, I mean, I feel like last year and this year as well, it was just a lot of where it seemed like the team was on his shoulders and he just got worn out.
It happens to him so often. When he's by himself, man, he gets tired, which is like it makes sense because there's really no one else that can put that weight on their shoulders. I mean, he has good role play. You got good role players on that team, but there's no one that could really take over that the game like he does by themselves. So we're gonna see what happens with the Western. I think we all kind of think that it's either gonna be the Thunder or the Rockets that make the Western Conference Finals. But
don't sleep on the Nuggets, bro.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure,
definitely,
for sure. I love Jokic, by the way.
Man, I'd love to see them make it. That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, Nuggets been playing really well this season.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to watch them against the Warriors though; they'll get blown out.
They actually did get it. They played against each other. They did. The Nuggets got blown out by the Warriors.
Yeah.
They did beat them early in the season, though, too. So.
Yeah, true.
Early schmurly. But, all right. So.
Doubter.
Yeah, I know. I'm a doubter. But, all right, it's just about that time to wrap up. We talked about a couple of things. We talked about the Lakers. We talked about the playoffs, some that we've covered before. We're all kind of thinking that the Warriors are going to make it, but we'll see. It's exciting this season to see what teams are going to step up and, you know, what teams are going to choke. Raptors, Sixers. But you know, we'll see. So it's been great having Hoops on. We hope you enjoyed it.
Nah, man, it's been real cool, man. It's been fun.
All right, yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, people definitely. I mean, we've talked about his page before on here, Hoops Direct on Instagram at Hoops Direct. Dang, Matt, go check it out because his page is awesome. He's posting great content. He's posting all the time and. He's really interactive with his people, too. So you guys will enjoy his page. So anybody listening, check that out for sure. And yeah, same for me, man. It was great having you on. Very good conversation. Love talking to people about basketball, and it's always great to add another person that we can talk to about it.
Right. Well, you know, you can find me on Twitter at dscribs, 2 Z's at the end. Where can they find you, Case?
You, of course, can find me at KCPF Podcast on Twitter. And then you can find our Instagram page as well, Point Forward. I think it's Point Forward Podcast. Dang, I should probably know that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much in all lowercase. You can also find us at Point Forward on Facebook. So, all righty then. It's been a fun one. All right then, guys. We will see you all next time right here on the Point Forward Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.